Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Mets obviously coming off the sweep over the Rockies. The Yankees, not so great against the Red Sox, but it's one series against the Red Sox. Not that big a deal. But two teams in first place that are trending in the right direction. And, you know, you got the Mets at home against a Washington team that's scrappy, I would say, is a fair way to put it. And the Yankees heading to Kansas City to take on a Royals team. Before we get to back to the Mets, the one thing on the Yankees that I thought was very interesting, specifically the last couple of days, and I don't understand why, the idea that they lost the 2 out of 3 to the Red Sox had some, I'm not saying all, but there were enough people you heard calling this radio station, you know, almost concerned that the Yankees allowed the Red Sox back into the race by losing 2 out of 3.
How dare you?
And, I mean, I suppose, and I know the Red Sox hit the baseball this weekend. Okay, the Yankees, to me, have been, as we discussed earlier, they have really done a nice job of moving away from Juan Soto and into this new-look team. They've won a lot of games. Max Fried has been worth, I know he had the one bad start in L.A., but he has been worth everything they paid him, and then some. He has been every bit the ace. I think this team is very well put together, and I really do think, yeah, they're going to lose a series. They went like 8 out of 9 series wins. They're going to lose a series from time to time. This team, to me, is in a very good way in a division that's very winnable.
I love this team. So let me say this. The Red Sox are top 10 offense, okay? They are one of the best offensive teams in the league, even if their record doesn't say it. They're going to hit the ball. Rafi Devers is one of the best designated hitters in the game. They're really good. They didn't have to call up Roman Anthony. They don't need him for his bat. They need him to settle their infield and their outfield and to be able to shake up the lineup in that way. Where they struggle is the pitching. What I love about what New York has done is that they, despite the injuries, have found ways to continue to win and stay consistent, right? It's about being consistent. And even though Carlos Rodon was not his best in that game, that's not who he's been all season. I still have trust in who that guy is. I do feel like he's turned the page. Mm-hmm. And that you can see, like, the Red Sox are a fourth place team right now. They won't be at the end of the year. The Tampa Bay Rays are always underestimated. Them and the Blue Jays in the last 2 weeks have been some of the best teams on both sides of the ball. That's why they're creeping closer to the Yanks. This is not a runaway division. Do not think that this is their division in the New York Yankees and it's going to be easy breezy. It's not, but they are the best team here and this is theirs and they should win it and they should be the American League East champs this year. The place I need them to just get a little tighter is that bullpen. I need that bullpen to get a little bit better. I know they are without Luke Weaver. I know they have dealt with injuries this season. They need a little more length from their staff. And they need their bullpen to shore up a little bit. That's where I'm like, there's a yellow flag. It's not a red flag. It's not an immediate issue. Hopefully they get Luke Weaver back. But I do think that that's a place where they can get better. But that's the good news, right? If that's the place I'm looking at, you got Jazz back. That allows you to be versatile in the field. You have guys like Paul Goldschmidt, who's getting back to his MVP caliber ways, which everyone was concerned about. That guy was an MVP 3 years ago. Like, that's no surprise that he's doing that. No one's paying attention because Aaron Judge is having an MVP season again. Ben Rice is hitting the tar out of the ball, which is great news. If Cody Bellinger could get the bat going a little bit too, like, this is a very, very good team. They should be dominant the rest of the way, but I want that bullpen to get a little sharper.
Yeah, and you're right. The Carlos Rondon thing is interesting because he's been great. I mean, and I know the other start the other night in the fifth and sixth inning, not so good. Again, you're not every start's not going to be perfect, but he has been really good. And he's, for the first time since he's a Yankee, I think really found his way. That said, unfortunately for him, he's got to do it in October. You know, it's kind of like the whole thing with, even to a lesser degree, just because of how superhuman he is, it's kind of the way people feel about, you know, Aaron Judge now
going to
do it in the postseason.
Fair enough.
But I do think, I think they're very deep. I think they've got good players with Jazz back healthy. We haven't even mentioned the fact that Mr. Postseason Giancarlo Stanton is working his way back. And I know some Yankee fans don't want to hear about him, which is fine.
I think that's going to make it tough on Boone. That's going to make his job harder, trying to figure out how to put his lineup together and how to get Stanton playing time. That dude is still making
at bats.
He's still making a ton of money. So to figure out where to get him in the lineup, get the most out of him, dude hasn't played, right? Like, this is going to be tough. And you are a team that's building towards something. You are winning consistently. You're playing very good baseball. They want Stan back. Don't get it twisted. Like, the guys in that clubhouse probably cannot wait to have him back, but that makes Boone's job harder.
No doubt. And we saw it last year in the postseason. The impact he can have on these games is still remarkable. And that's why, to me, I look, and you know, maybe the Tigers are the best team in the American League. I don't know. But what I do know is I like the way this team is constructed, the way they have played for the first 2.5 months. And I really do think going back to the original point this morning, I think we've got two teams that have an opportunity to go very deep in the postseason.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.